Hi there, today I'm going to be talking about Fun Home, a family tragicomic by Alison Bechdel. Alison Bechdel is an American lesbian cartoonist from Pennsylvania, best known for Fun Home and its musical counterpart on Broadway. She is also known as the creator of the Bechdel-Wallace test, which is a measure of representation of women in film, asking whether or not a work features at least two women who talk to each other about something other than a man. In this podcast, I'll be discussing how art objects and clothing are used in this distinctly queer storyline to make sense of the public and private nature of queerness. To quote Alex K. Davies, dressing the body is a deeply social practice. Within society, this practice can be impacted by law, society's expectations in terms of things like gender, sexuality, class, taste. In Epiphenomology of the Closet, Feeling and Fashioning Sexuality in Everyday Life, Alex Davies goes on to say that queer people use clothing to both express and manage their temporalities, as well as to show or hide their gender or sexuality. This presentation of gender or sexuality within clothes can be used as a source of positive recognition within the community, as well as a source of negative recognition that often results in discrimination or, at the very least, an odd look. This idea of positive recognition shows up in Fun Home on a page 118, when Alison recognises a butch woman in a diner as a lesbian. The caption reads, "But like a traveller in a foreign country who runs into someone from home, someone they've never spoken to but know by sight, I recognised her with a surge of joy." Just as much as self-presentation shows up in Alison's character and her relationships with the other women in the story, self-preservation shows up in Alison's dad. All the way through Fun Home, we are used to seeing Mr. Bechdel in shirts and ties, the masculine, semi-professional uniform of the middle-aged man in America. However, on page 221, during an intimate conversation in the car, Mr. Bechdel admits to Alison that when he was little, he really wanted to be a little girl and used to dress up in girls' clothes. This allows the audience a brief glimpse through his heteronormative facade into his private life. We see his facade kept up the whole way through the book. However, when it comes to interior design, his style is significantly more feminine, which is used as evidence for his closeted homosexuality by Bechdel. Page 59. The line that Dad drew between reality and fiction was indeed a blurry one. Immediately after this quote, we are shown his library with its intricate decoration that Alison has chosen to annotate using arrow thought bubbles with words like guilt, velvet, and Don Quixote, marking the art objects that decorate the room. Bechdel uses the art objects in the house to present a carefully curated lie. Bechdel presents these objects as evidence of a lie. Quote unquote, "The library was a fantasy, but a fully operational one." In this line, she suggests that her father's obsession was more of a distraction from his homosexuality than anything else. However, these objects can also be used as evidence for Bechdel's father's sexuality. What kind of a man but a sissy could possibly love flowers this ardently? In this sentence, Bechdel sums up how she uses art objects in Fun Home as orientation markers for her father's sexuality. In a way, she moves towards phenomenology and the thought process of orientation that emotions drive our bodies towards or away from objects based on fear and desire. She uses this idea of fear and desire to express that the things her father loves, though whilst they may be deemed a purely intellectual love by the rest of society, are in fact her father's way of expressing his queerness. Then, on page 100, art objects are continued to be used as evidence for her father's sexuality, however, this time in a very different way. Bechdel finds a photo of her father's previous lover, Roy, who was at one point their babysitter. The photo is surrounded by 8 caption bubbles, which each individually analyse the image as if Bechdel were an art historian trying to figure out. She notices that her father has scribbled out the year on the edge of the photo and goes on to say that it's a curiously ineffectual attempt at censorship. Why cross out the year and not the month? Why, for that matter, leave the photo in the envelope at all? In an act of prestidigitation, typical of the way my father juggled his public appearance and private reality, the evidence is simultaneously hidden and revealed. Fun Home paints an intimate picture of a family torn apart by secrets. However, it paints in even more intimate detail the life of a closeted man who uses art objects to simultaneously express and repress his sexuality. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it and that you learned something. Have a good rest of your day.